We'll talk tonight on the sugya in Daf Pei Aleph, Kuf Lamed Vav, and Chof Zayin. That's three sugyas that are talking about if someone buys a tree or a few trees from someone, does it include that he has ownership also on the surrounding land, or he only bought the tree but the surrounding land doesn't belong to him? If the tree dries up and it's dead, if he doesn't own the surrounding land, so then he has nothing there anymore. The tree is gone, everything, and he has no ownership. If it includes the surrounding land, so even if the tree dies or the trees die, he still has the land for use that he could plant new trees in it. Also, the difference would be if he's chayv bebikurim, if he can bring bikurim from those trees, because bikurim, it says that you have to have adoma shanosato li, ashotovi me artzecho. So the Torah luchura is makpid that you should have ownership of land, and you're bringing the bikurim, the peros, the first peros that come out in that season, and you're saying thank you to Hashem that He gave you a nachla, He gave you a part of Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have that part in Eretz Yisrael, so then you can't bring bikurim. You're not saying thank. You can only say thank you on something that you have. If you don't own land, you cannot bring bikurim. And it's interesting to point out there's a din, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. If someone had a tree, a land with a tree and a river going near there, a brook, which watered the land, and because of that there was peiros, and he cut off the bikurim, yovesh hamayon v'nikta tzoilon. The din is that if the tree was cut off, or the source of water for that land is dried out, so that means the land is not worth anymore, it cannot bring out peiros. So the Rabbanon say that you cannot have mikro bikurim, you cannot say adoma shanosato li artzecho. Artzecho maybe it is, but it's not adoma shanosato li, because the land cannot give fruit anymore. It has to be obviously a land that's able to give fruit. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, he can say, because lefi the Rabbanon, Iker Peri is the Ilon, and the Ilon is not there, so there's no Eretz. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Iker Ilon Ara, the Iker Pri is the Eretz, and he still has the Adoma, is still there, but it doesn't have the tree to give the fruit. From all this we see that the main thing is by bikurim, giving thank you on the land that we have, on the nachla that we have. There's also a din, we'll see in the sugya, that somebody who doesn't have a nachla, like Noshim or Zasofik or Ger, so some say he can't say mikro bikurim because he can't say Adoma Shanosato Lonu Lavoseinu. Now we'll see the sugya. The Gemara says, the Gemara is talking in our mission of Baba Basra, is not talking about bikurim, but the sugya brings it in. If somebody buys two trees in someone's field, he didn't buy the land, he only bought the trees. Kozma, the trees are alive and giving fruit, he has trees. But if the trees die, so then he can't bring anything into the land, he's gone. Reb Meir kona karka, it was kind of the karka. And then we have a dinik dilu, if the trees get bigger, lo yishpe, so the balabais can't come and cut off the branches, because the balakarka cannot cut off the branches, because the karka, Rashi says, kivon dein le karka le balay lonus, shal yishibid le sadir le tzorech lonus, kol tzorkon, shal manas kein lokon. The karka has a shibud, that means he has, he's entitled to have the ilonus in the karka, kozman they're alive, so the branches that grow is also part of the ilon. So the bala karka can't say that your trees, your branches are making shade and it's not good for my karka, for whatever I planted there, because he was mishabed. It means once he sold the ilonus, he meant that kozman the ilonus are there, so my karka also is there for the ilonus. Oile mina geza sheloi, mina shoshim shel bala karka. Whatever comes up, the new branches come out from the geza, from the trunk of the tree, is also part of the tree, so it belongs to the one who bought the tree, the owner of the tree. What comes out from the roots and the ground, that has to do with the ground, that belongs to the one who owns the land. Then the Mishnah continues, Kona Shlosha Kona Karka. If you bought three trees, so then we say that it's like a Sdei Ilon, if it's planted in the order of three trees Lebeiso, whatever it's called, a certain amount, and a certain size of tree. Kona Karka, Higdilu Yishpe. And then if the trees grow bigger and it goes out of the boundaries of the land that's part of those three trees, so then the owner of the land says, your trees are blocking the sun from my land, and he could cut it off. It goes out of that amount. So then the Gemara says, Tanan Osam, there's a Mishnah in Bikurim that it says, Akoine Shnei Lonas Besech Shel Chaveiro, if somebody buys two trees in somebody else's field, Mevi Veine Koire. So then when it comes to Bikurim, the trees gave fruit and he wants to bring Bikurim, maybe he could bring Bikurim, but he doesn't say Mikro Bikurim. He doesn't say the Kriya. Why? So the Rashbam says, Levi Shaloi Kona Karka, but the Karina Be Priyo Adoma Shana Satoli. So the Shaila is, if he wasn't Kona Karka, so why does he bring Bikurim? If, the same thing, you bring Bikurim if it's Adoma Shana Satoli. If you can't say the Mikro Bikurim, you can't say the Parsha, the reading of the thank you of the Adoma Shana Satoli, because he doesn't own the land. So why does he have to bring the Bikurim? It should be the same thing. Rab Meir holds Mevi V'Koyre, because Rab Meir holds that if he bought two Ilonas, he's Kona Karka. And Lechur in this Mishnah, it says that if he bought one, he's not Kona Karka. But that's the Sugya Vaita. Om Rab Yudom HaShmuel, Mechai Evoi Rab Meir, Af Belekech Peiros, Mino Ilon. The Gersa, really here, some Rishonim have the Gersa Min Ashuk, but Pasht is the Gersa of the Bach, and the Toisves, different Gersas are, that if he bought Peirus min ha'ilon, that means from the owner of the field, somebody didn't buy Ilonus, he didn't buy land, he bought Peirus from the tree, and he knows that they're the first ones, so he could bring Bikurim. Lefi Reb Meir, that he says that even Koine Shnei Ilonus and Huadin won, because if we say that Koine Peirus min ha'ilon is Chayv, so it's no difference between two and one. It's Chayv, Mimai, because there's a Mishnah Yisera, that there's one Mishnah here, it says Koine Shnei Ilonos Lefi Reb Meir Kona Karka, and then there's the Mishnah in Bikurim that says Shnei Ilonos Lefi Reb Meir Mevi V'Koyre, because he has land. So why does it have two Mishnahs? So Elo Shema Mino, it's Moisif Mechayev Oyer Reb Meir Af Belekech Peirus Min Ashuk, means Min Ilon, brought Peirus, he bought from somebody that it grew in his field Peirus, so he could bring Bikurim. So then the Gemara asks, Voksiva Shotovi Me'Artzecho, and it's not Artzecho, I just bought fruit. The Gemara says, Ha'ulemutei Chutzloretz, that if it's in Chutzloretz, the pears grew in Chutzloretz, it's potter from Bikurim. So here Tosfos says, why would we think everything that's totally Boretz, called Mitzvah Satluyas Boretz, is only in Eretz Yisrael? So the Tosfos says, because Bikurim says next to Bosor Becholo. It says, Reishis Bikuri Admos Chotovi Beis Hashem Lekecho, in the same posik, and just like Basar Becholav is a mitzvah she'enam tluyas baretz, so it's noigin chutz laretz also. So we would think Bikurim is a chovas aguf, and it's not a chovas karka. Plus the fact that if you don't bring Bikurim, it's still no iser on the tvu and on the land. So memele, it's more of a chov of the gavra and not of the peiros. In fact, we were masbir that Bikurim is a saying thank you to Hashem on the karka. So Memela Tzachivas Gavra, that he should say thank you. So Memela, it's Doimet to Bosor Becholov, Komash Melon, that it's not. We shouldn't say that it's Tzachivas Gavra, only it's also only in Eretz Yisroel. That's why we have a special posik, Me'al Tzacho, Lemutei Chutz Lord. So then the Gemara asks, Voksiva Admoscho. So how does Reb Meir say, V'lekech, Lefi Shmuel, Lekech Peiros, is Chayev, he could bring Bikurim, because it says Admoscho, you have to have your Adoma. The Gemara says Lamute Admas Akum, that Adom of a Goy is if the parents grew an Adom of a Goy, so then you don't bring Bikurim. And of course this is if we say that Ein Kinyan Lakum Beretz Yisrael Afkia Midei Maisra. Some say that if a Goy has Karka, so anyway, or Tosfos says from here we learn it out, that Ein, the Man Domer that says that a Goy, that he owns Karka in Eretz Yisrael, so he's not mafkia from mitzvahs atluyas baretz, and there could be a chiyuv terumas of maisos from the tvua of his land. So Memela, here we say that Bikurim should have been, so we say Limute ad Masako. So the Gemara says, Vaksiva Shal Masato Li, you gave me, what did you give me? You didn't give me not land, not Ilan. So the Gemara says, Diavis Lizuzi Vizavnibu, you gave me money, and with the money I bought the Paris. That means we see in the Gemara, it's in Baba Kama, a few places, that money is Kilu, the thing itself, because the money could bring anything, so Memele money is considered Kilu Adoma Shanosatoli, because you brought me Paris on your day that you gave me the ability to buy them. That's this Chedek in the Gemara. And then the Gemara goes into the fact, Mosiv Rab, Hakoine Ilon Echad Besech Shel Chaveiro, it's also a Mishnah, Mevi Veine Koire, Levishel Oikono Karka Divir Reb Meir. So we see that Reb Meir himself says that with one Ilon, is Mevi Veine Koire. Because why? Because he wasn't Koine Karka. I let him bring Bikurim because it's not worse than somebody who buys from the Shuk, buys Peres or Ilon, so let him bring Bikurim. So why maybe Venikur Levishalikona Karka? You see, the Rav Meir says that you have to have that tonight of owning Karka Kedei to bring Bikurim. So Gemara says Tiyuvta. The Gemara's Doiche from the Sugya, the whole Din of Shmuel, that he said that Moide Rav Meir, the Rav Meir was Mechayev, Afilu Belokech Peres Minashuk. No. Only Rav Meir also needs that it should be Ad Moscho, that he should have land. The Shaila is, when does he have land? Does he have by one? Does he have by two? So the Maskona comes out that not only by two, like it said the Mishnah before, and the Mishnah before is today to tell us that the Rabbonan say that Loikona Karka, but even by one, so males one, two, and three, is Kona Karka. Lefi the Rabbonan, by one is Loikona Karka, by two, the Gemara says that Mevi Veine Koire, and by three is Mevi Vekoire, three darkas. So now we have to know why by two is Mevi Veine Koire. Omer le'Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim le'Rav Elazar, my time the Rav Meir be Ilon Echad, and my time the Rabbana be Shnei Ilonot. We said lefi Rav Meir by Ilon Echad is Mevi Veinu Koire, lefi Shaloi Kona Karka. So why is Mevi lefi Rav Meir, and why lefi the Rabbanan by two Ilonos? So he says Mevi Veinu Koire. What kind of a din is that? So the Gemara says, my time the Rabbanan b'shnei lonos, I'm like Dovah Shorishenim Loyomru by time Tisholenim b'Beisamet Reshkedei Levaisheni. I'm a Rabbi my Kushia. Dilme Reb Meir b'ilo nechud sfuki misafkele. Rabbanan b'shnei lonos sfuki misafkele. That's Beikar the sugya. That the Gemara answers that the reason why Lefi Reb Meir by one is maybe Veinukuri because he has a sofik if kona karka. And then the Gemara says, "Vaktani levisha loikona karka." So you have to say, "Shema loikona karka." Say that. So it comes out like this: that the fear of Meir by Shnei Ilonos is vada kona karka to mevi vikure by one Ilon. So it's a sofek if it includes the karka around it or not. So and the fear the Rabbana by two Ilonos is a sofek if kona karka around it or not, because two is not a sde Ilon. Two is like two separate Ilonos. So memele it's a sofek if kona karka or not. So by Sofik, if Kona Karka or not, so it's maybe Veinukurim brings Bikurim because maybe it's Chayev to bring, and it's like also Matnes Kuna, but Einukurim because he can't say for sure Adoma Shanasata. And then the Gemara says, because Mechze Keshikro, let him just say the Psukim, it's like Kurim Batoiro. So the Gemara says it's Mechze Keshikro in the Beis Hamikdash to say something that looks Keshikro Shanasatoli, but really maybe not. Or the Gemara says, because it's a Xera Darabonim. Bemis, he could say Mikro Bikurim Misofik, but they might come to Pata from Terumah Maisrus, because Bikurim is the first one, and it's Pata from Terumah Maisrus and the Seder of Nesina from Paris. So Bikurim and then Terumah Sumaisrus, and Terumah Sumaisrus, Bikurim is Pata. And if I'll say Mikro Bikurim, or Pata from Terumah Maisrus, but maybe it's not Bikurim and it's Chayiv B'Terumah Maisrus, so maybe it doesn't say Mikro Bikurim. The Rashbam says, Misafkelehu, Ikona Kalka Minadinoi Loi. Hai Damri Loi Kona Kalka, Hai No Mishu. So why Loi Kona Karka? If it's a Sofik, Hai No Mishum Diada Moicha Olo El Yoino. The Misfeke Loi Mafkinomine. Amoitze Mechave Olo Varaya, Cheskas Morekame. And because he, the Moicha, had the Karka before, we say he continues to have the Karka, he owns it. First, we'll go into the famous Kasha that everybody asks. if we say that the moichas are alulyona and misfei keloi mafkinon minei, so that means that he owns the karka. Ad kedei kach, that if he is mekadesh isha with this karka, it's his for all purposes. And the isha is mekudeshes, nobody else could come and be mekadesh that isha. For all purposes, we hold the karka as his, he owns the karka. So if so, why should the lekeach bring bikurim? It's ad moschov the moicha, it's for sure ad moschov the moicha. There's no reason to even be have a misofik that the lokeach should bring karka. Once we pass him, so we act in all things like the moicher is the owner of the karka. So that's something that most forum talk about. The Chemdat Shloim is meforsim, he talks about it within the Sivis. Tor Somech talks about it. Everybody talks about it. L'chura, the svora should be that even though we say Amotzi Mechaber Alvaraya, we can't take it away from him, and we say he owns it, the Momen is his, because of Dine Momenus, that there's a Cheskas Morikame. But when we look at it, Mitzad, the Din of the Isurim, Lechura, there is a Sofik here that it might be Ad Moschov the Lekech. We didn't say for sure. We don't have a focus to say whose it really is. There still is that Sofik of Ad Moschov. So when we don on the Peiros, The peiros are the lokeach because he bought the trees. Or do we say, did it grow from Admoscha or not? We still have that sofik. Even though legabe dinei momenes, we said Amotzi Mechaveh Olavaraya, there's a cheskas molekame, and he could be mekadesh isha with it, but there's still a sofik of Admoscha legabe isurim, legabe the lokeach. So I saw that Rav Shach brings a raya from the sugi and Bob Metzia, that he says, the sugi says mefurish this din. In the famous sugi of Tokfei Kohen, and that's where they ask the kasha from. The Gemara says like this: there was ahi mesusa, there was a merchatz that mintzu alo beitrei. Two had a fight about it. They were arguing whose merchatz it is, and it's not something we could cut into two like shneimer zimitalis yachloiku. It's a merchatz. It's standing. Hayomar didiu, vayomar didiu. One was Maktisha. The Gemara has a Hakira. If in such a case where one would hold it and it would be his, a Tfisa, if Hektish itself, being Maktisha without grabbing it in your hands, is it Bimkom a Tfisa or not? Because I could be Toifis and it would be mine. So therefore, if I'm Toifis and Al Yedei being Maktish, I'm Yerosel Legovoya, Kemis Yerosel Edit. Maybe that's the shal of the Gemara if it also is called like Tfisa. So what happened? One was Maktishit, so Lechura, that's the shal. Was he Tefes or not? Do we look at it as a Tfisa? Pal Shimino Rav Hanani Ev Rav Oishai Ev Chulu Rabbono V'omalei Rav Oishai El Rabbe K'azlis Kamed Rav Chista L'Kafri B'imine. Ask him what's the din. Before he came even to Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna told him, Masnisini, Sofek Pcheiros, we have a Sofek Pcheiros. That means we don't know if the behema was the mother, if he already had a child or not, and this, if he had already a behema, a child, a Vlad, so this one that was Nolad now is not a Pchor. And if not, so this one is a Pchor. So it was Nolad of Vlad from a behema, we don't know if it's a Pchor or not. Echad b'chayr odom v'echad b'chayr b'eimo. B'chayr odom is negeh l'gabi chamisho sloim. Or l'nachlo, that we don't know if the mother was mapil or not. So memele, if she was mapil, so this one is not a b'chor. So v'echad b'chayr b'eimo b'ein toirim b'ein t'meim. T'meim is a petar chamor, that you have to be poid de b'seh. So what's the din? Sofek b'chayr. Hamoitzi mechaveh royolo v'oray. Top. So where does it stay? It stays by the owner of the mother. V'tonia lo asurim begizu b'avoido. This behema, the din is that kodshim is also begizu b'avoido. You can't use the wall, share the wall and use it. And you can't work with it because it's avoido b'kodsh. What's with a sofik? So it says here on the sofik, b'chor is also begizu b'avoido. V'yohoche d'omar tokfei koyen ein moitzino yisumiyodoy dektoni amoitzim mechaveh olav araye. Since we say the psak by a sofik prayer is amoitzim mechaveh olav araye, That means that the Kohen can't come and be toifes it. He can't grab it for himself, misofik. Why? Because we already said that it's by the Bailim, because HaMotze Mechaver Olo V'raye, V'chiloi Tokfoi, and he didn't grab it, the Kohen, it's by the Bailim, and it'll stay there, because we paskin that it'll be by him, because HaMotze Mechaver Olo V'raye, Asurin Begize V'Avoida. Loi Tokfoi is Asurin Begize V'Avoida. Why is it also Begize V'Avoida? Once you said it belongs to the Bailim, because HaMotze Mechaver Olo V'raye, so it's as if you're saying that it shouldn't be a B'char. He's not knowing with it like a B'char, so why is it also Begize V'Avoida? So we see from this Gemara, it's a hard thing to understand, but the Gemara says that the din of Gizev Avoida is totally in the Mominus. If we say Medina Mominus, it's not a Matnis Kehune. So also, the Isurim that come because of the Matnis Kehune, because of that Ekdesh, Gizev Avoida also should not be there. And if we say it is also Begizev Avoida, even though the Mominus is not Kodshim, so we see that the Hekdesh is called like a tfisa, even though it's by the Bailim, but it's as if it the hek somebody was maktish it, because it has this sofik part, as if the Hekdesh was chal, so it's chal agabe gizev avoida. So we see that Hekdesh is like a tfisa. So we see that if we say that tok for koyen, we say that tok for koyen ein mitzi noisim yodoi veoche, do ma tok for koyen ein mitzi noisim yodoi. That means I have to fix it a little. That means if it was by the Yisrael, so Amotzi Mechaver Olo V'raye, and if the Kohen grabbed it, the Gemara understands that if the Kohen was toikif it, they grabbed it, so it'll stay by the Kohen. So it comes out like this. I'm fixing what I said before. The Hesber goes like this. Amotzi Mechaver Olo V'raye is either by the Bailim or by the Kohen. If the Kohen grabs it, it'll be by him, Amotzi Mechaver Olo V'raye. If it's by the Bailim, so it stays by the Bailim, Amotzi Mechaver Olo V'raye. So we say, if the Kohen would take it, so would be talk for Kohen, Ein Moitzi Noisim Yodoi, and it would stay by the Kohen. And V'chiloi talk for him, when he didn't grab it and stays by the Yisrael, we still say it's also Begize V'Avoida, even though it didn't come to the Kohen. So we see that the Hekdesh, if the Kohen has a schus to grab it, that means it's kilu, he has, that's like he was maktish it. So Memele, it's also Begize V'Avoida, even by the Yisrael, with his Amotzi Mechaver Olo V'raye, with the bailus of the Yisrael. So we see that Hekdesh is like Tokfa. On Koponim, we see that the Dinei Isur Gize V'Avoida is Tolu and the Dinei Mominus. If the Kohen has a Schus Tfise, so that Schus Tfise gives him a Chelek in the bailus of the B'chor, Ad Kedei Kach, that it's Goyren, that it should be a Isur Gize V'Avoida, even though it's by the bailus of the Yisrael. So we see that even though it has a bailus of the Yisrael, but since there's this sofik that maybe it is Kodesh Bekdushas Bchor, which gives the Kohen a Schus Tfisa, already by the Yisrael, it has a Isur Gizev Avoida. So then the Gemara says that maybe talk for Kohen Moitzi Noisim Yodoi, Vafilochi also Begizev Avoida, the Kedusha Bo Meleo Shaini. Because it's a Kedusha that comes by itself, it's not something that I have to be, if it I have to be Makdish, so I have to have Tfisik to be Makdish, and Ektish wouldn't be Tfisik. But if it's a Kedusha Bo Meleo, it's not totally in the Etzim Tfisik. So he says, we see in this Gemara, the Gemara didn't have harota of saying that the Isur Gizev Avoda is totally in the Mominus. It's still totally in the Mominus, but it's not totally in the fact of the Tfisa, Dino. In the Avamina, the Gemara brought that the fact that he could be Toifis gives him a Bailus on the Bchor, Ad Kedei Kach to be Osur Begizev Avoda. And the Maskona says, even though he can't be Toifis, and Tok for Koyen is Moitzi Noisim Yodoi, but that sofik, that maybe it is a b'chor, is enough of a bailus, that chelik bailus, that sofik which stays there, even though the Motzi Mechaver Olo V'raye from the bailim, and talk for Kohen Moitzi Noisim Yodoi, that chelik of bailus is Goyre Ma'isor Gizev Avoida. So Memele, if we say it in our sugi of Shnei Lonis, that's a sofik, if he owns the land or not, and we say, we sofik, it can't be Moitzi the land from the Marikama, the Moichar owns the land for all practical purposes, even the Kaddish Esoisha. But there still is that Sofik that maybe it's owned by the Koine. So Memele it's Goyrim Isur, and it could be Goyrim to be called enough of Ad Moscho to bring Bikurim. Eis mamshich weiter, and he says the sugya weiter is also mashma like that, but that's basically his raya. The ikar is of his raya is that even when the Gemara had charota and said that tokfa kohen moitzin oisam yode, the Gemara didn't have charota from the fact that the momenus is gerim de isur, and that chelik of the momenus that still is there and he can't materialize, he can't be toifes it, is gerim de isur gizav avoido. So memele, even by us when we say amotzi mechavel of raya, the same thing, we still have that chash in the momenus afilu, even though it we can't use that chash, but we use it legabe saying the isurim of admosra, that means the mitzvahs, the other things that come out of that momenus is still there to be chay. What the Gemara says that misofik is chayev, the Gemara answered and said that misfake it. The Gemara says my kushya that is chayev misfake it. So it's interesting to point out the Ramban in Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara says in Daf Chof Vov Omet Beis Omarule Ilon Asomuch Lemeitzal B'Soich Sheshes Reyamo. The Gemara says there, it's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonon, if somebody is allowed to plant a tree near the borderline of somebody else's field. Rabbi Yosi and Ma'afal B'Shabor K'dam Zlinol, Zeh Choyfa B'Sech Shaloi, Zeh Noitea B'Sech Shaloi. The Rabbonon say that he can't be Noitea near the border. So Ule says, Sheshes Re'am is the unique of the Ilon. Ilon asomch lemeitzar b'soich sheshes reyamo gazlenu vein mevin mimenu bikulim, because the yinika, the shoroshim, the roots go into the other one's field and it gets its nourishment. We'll call that yinika from now on, the nourishment getting its koach from through the roots from the other one's field. That's called yinika. So it sucks its energy from the other one's field. So toch sheshes reyamo, the roots are Shayach, are connected to the growth of the Ilon. Somch lemeitzar b'soich sheshes reyamo gazlenu. He's a gazlen, that means he's taking from the other one's yenike. Vein mevin mimenu bikurim. Then the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says, Toshma, so you can't bring bikurim. So the Rashbam says it's interesting. The Rashi says it's an interesting loshen, has to be, have a hesber. He says, Ein tzorich lovi mimenu bikurim. He doesn't have to. He should have said ein mevin. That's not bikurim because it's not me'artzecho, because it gets yenike from the other one's field. Then the Gemara says toshma koine ilon v'kalkoi mevi v'kurim. My love calls. If you bought ilon with its karka mefurish, that means not that it's a sofik. You bought ilon with the land around it, so pash is mevi v'kurim because he could say asher nosatoli. So my love kolshu, even a kolshu, why does he say sheshes reyamos? The Gemara says no. V'karkoi means sheshes reyamos. Toshma kona shnei lo nemsir shechaveo mevi v'ene koire. Ho shloisha mevi v'koire. My love kolshu, by shloisha, lo yachnami yud vovam. Okay. So. And then the end, the maskona, the Gemara says, ki osa rovin omar Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not over somebody's land, through the netir, maybe the koyre shall manas ken inchil Yeshua leIsrael es haaretz. Rashbam says his noimem shloya kpidu al kach. Since they're not makpid, so even the ilon asomuch lemeitzar is maybe the koyre. Could say for adomo asher nosat asher tovi me'artzecha. Since the other person is not makpid, it's enough that he could bring bikurim. The Ramban in the sugya there in Daf Chov Zayin says, "Ilon asomuch lemeitzar, b'soich sheshes reyamo gazlenu ve'en mevin menu bikurim. Pirush Rashi, ein tzorich lovi menu bikurim, dichsiv me'artzecha. Aseches bikurim tenan asrikun v'gazlen, ein mevin moyse atam shenemar eishis bikuri admoscha." So it says the same thing that a gazlan doesn't bring, because it's not bikuri admoscha. And the same thing when the Yanika goes in from the other one's field, it's not Bikuri Ad Mothor, it's not Altzer. Bisa le Kamon Perka Mechar Sasfina. Vadain Tiboiloch. Lomo Loichivu Lohovi Midivrem. The Ramban asks, why didn't the Rabbonon be Mechayev, this person that he has a Ilon Somoch Lemetzar Lefi Ule? That's Potter from Bikurim. The Rabbonon should have been Mechayev in Bikurim. Kemo Shechivu Lekoine Shnei Ilonis Shlekona Karka. The Rabbonon were Mechayev by Shnei Ilonis and he's not Koine Karka. So like the Rabbonon were Mechayev over there, they should have been Mechayev also by Ilona Somoch Lemetzar. So we see from this, and that he says Leficho Chutzach Rabbeinu Chanan Lefarsh Mishum Shnei Masoini Gezel Boilo. There's a Machlokes here, Tosfos brings it, what's the time that Ilon HaSomach LeMeitzar Lefi Ule cannot bring Bikurim? Lefi the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's because just like any korban is poso bigzele, soine gezel be'oilo, it's a poso kintreoso. So Menel also Bikurim that comes to the Mizbeach, it comes near the Mizbeach, is also a poso bigzele. Then Tosfos asks on it, how could he say that? Lepirushoi Ule, he asks Miukashil Rabbi Yitzchok, he asked on the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara asks Hakoi ne'ilo nechob v'kalkoi is mevi v'koirei my love kol shehu, that he bought a ilon from somebody with a kol shehu karka around it, so he's mevi v'koirei, it's a kashon ule that he said sheish esrayam my kushi shayni osam shekone v'lo avigezel, he was koinet, he bought the ilon with a kol shehu, eino chanami that it's Yoinik Sheshes Reyamo, but it's not Begzela. The one who sold it also knew that it's going to be Yoinik. He gave him Rishus. Doom yet what the Gemara says at the end, Lefirab Yechonon, Amenas Keninchel, that is not Makbid Bekachs already, it's not a Gzela. Lefirab Benochanano, that the time is Gzela, so he should be, so what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Ula is talking that with Soymech Lemeitzar, so he's doing it without Rishus. That the time is even though it's mutar lismoich, not that it's also because it's gzeil. Ein mevin menu bikurim debina shotovi me'artzecho. There has to be me'artzecho. It's not called me'artzecho. So what does the ula say? Gazle nu vein mevin menu bikurim. You have to say the loshen is lav davke, not that he's mamsha gazle. Only the pshat is that he's yearning from somebody else, not artzecho. Not artzecho is called like a gazle. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi that it's mutar zesoimich letoch sheloi. So memele, it's mutar lismoich. Yeshua was manchel, so it wasn't a tnai that it could be soimich. Elo al menas keninchel shei choshuv kmoi artzecho. V'yocholoi mashar nosatoli. He was manchel that should be called keilu it's artzecho. So Mela, we have a machlokes here. The Rabbeinu Chananel says the tam that it's ilon asomach lemeitzar and it's yonik from the other karka, he can't bring bikurim is because it's gezele. And on that Tosfos asks that there's a case the Gemara brings that's not gezele and the Gemara is medamit. So he says the tam is because it's not artzecho enochanami. Your yonik is there and you were mutar to be somach lemeitzar. It's not gezele, but it's not artzecho. The yanika, the pears come from the tree and from where the ground is by you, and also mishutifus together with the yanika that comes from the other field. So memela, it's not called artzecho. What was Yeshua's takona? How did Yeshua get around that to say that it should be called bikurim? So menasken inchil shei choshuv kmei artzecho v'yocholim ashanosatoli. So lefi ule, we don't say inchil and it's called artzecho. So lefi Rabbi Yochanan, so it's called Artzecho. It's called Inchel Yosur Shuas Artzecho. Amenas, that should be called Artzecho. So the Mefarshim talk about it. So what happens? How could he be Masne that should be called Artzecho? Bezen could be Mafke, they could give. But it's Yeshua was Mancha. Reuven has this field, Shimon has this field. Shimon could have his roots going into Reuven's field. But how does it become Artzecho? Just to answer this kasha, we're really holding by the Ramban, we want to say, but just to say pshat, I was thinking, I didn't find anybody say it, but there might be such a pshat. Even though the Rashbam said, the Rashi says, Amenas keninchil hisnoimem shlo yakpidu al kach, they shouldn't be makpid. It's mashma that it's enough that they're not makpid, And Memela, you could bring it. It's called Arzacha. The Rashi is the one that says that the Chsorn by Ula or Somach Lemeitzah is because it's Arzacha. Nilchil Yeshua that they're not Makbid, so it's called Arzacha. I was thinking that we find such a thing. We find it by Dalad Amis Birshus Rabin. There's a din that the Rabbonon Ramasakin, that in Rishus Rabim, or in this Tzdode Rishus Rabim, if somebody comes there and a Metziah falls in, or he wants to be Kohen or something, so the Dalad Amis, where he's standing around him, the Kilu, the Rabbonon, were Makne to him, and it belongs to him. Why? Because a person has Rishus to be in Rishus Rabim, so maybe the Rabbonon said, that the land that's around you, where you're standing, is like your chotzer, and since it's like your chotzer, whatever comes in there, you want to be koine, you're koine dumya de kinyan chotzer. Because people are not makbid, that a person should stand there, or because leleitzi leintzui, akoponim, there's such a musig that it's not your karka, it doesn't belong to you, but still, since you're there, there's it becomes as if it's yours. Just like it would be yours, like a chotzer, so also Dalad Amis is yours. I would say a svara that when Yeshua's manchil the aretz, he gave Reuven this karka, and next to him he gave Shimon the next karka, and he said that Shimon has reshus, that his roots should go into Reuven. So that means already when he was manchil the karka, they had in mind that it could be Shimon will be using Reuven's karka. And Reuven will be using Shimon's karka in the tzura of yenika, of pulling the nourishment, the energy for the tree. Not something that we see on top of the land, not something that bothers us, l'chura, on the top of the land. It's something that he brings koch from the land. So I would say it's like a shiur, that when Yeshua was manchil to Reuven this karka, and he said that Shimon might be using it, so you should know, your karka is yours until the, that means excluding that part, Milachatchila, you got your karka in a way that Shimon also has some kind of a way of using your karka. So when Shimon uses your karka, it's not as if he's using Reuven's karka. Since he has reshus and he has a zchus to use it, it's as if it's Shimon's karka. I gave the example of Dalad Amis Birshus Rabin, that even though it's not yours, but you could use it as if it's yours. Here it might even be better. That if Yeshua's manchil the oretz, that Shimon could use Reuven's karka, it might even be more than he's not to be makbid on it. Lechatchila, Shimon has a way to use it, even though Reuven has a zchus to cut off the sharoshim to go down. But Kolzman, he doesn't cut it off. Shimon is using his own karka. So memeil, it's called Arzacha. That's when we were talking here. And again, Rabbeinu Hanano said. That when Shimon uses Reuven's karka, it's gzeila lefi ula, and it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says inchas oretz, so it's not called gzeila, that he has a reshus to use it. And lefi Tosfos, he says in Rashi that Yeshua's manchel al menas that it should be called asher nosatoli. The way we were masbered, it fits in to say that Yeshua's manchel. How could Yeshua make a nosatoli from a not nosatoli? Only there it says milachatchila. It happened that way. So even in later generations, when Yeshua wasn't manchil, the whole surah of Bailus in Eretz Yisrael is a surah of Bailus with a shiur that Reuven could use Shimon, Shimon could use Reuven. The chura, that should be a pshat in Rashi. Getting back to the Ramban, he brings the two pshatim, he starts out with Rashi's pshat, and he's maskim to Rabbeinu Hanan at the end. Why? He starts saying that Lefi ule, that is Tomuch Lemeitzar Betoich Sheshes Vayamo is a Gazlan Vein Mevin Menu Bikurim, and the reason is because it's not Arzacha. So he asks Adayim Tiboiloch, why weren't the Rabbonon Mechayev him just like the Gemara and Asfina, what we read, that by Shnei Lonus, that's a Sofik, so we said Chivu Lekoyne Shnei Lonus Shaloi Kona Karka, and the Gemara says it's a Sofik. And the Ramban learns that's midrabbonon. That's where it comes out. He says, "K'moy shechivu lekoyne shnei lonos sheloy kono karka." And the Gemara by us says "loy kono karka" means a sofik loy kono karka. And on that, the Ramban says, just like the Rabbonon were mechayev by shnayim, so the same thing they should have been mechayev by ilon somuch lemeitzar. That means by shnayim, even though it's really not artzecha, just like one Samach lemeitzah's not artzicha. So just like the not artzicha by shnaim lefi rabbona der mechayv bikurim, so the same thing by the one of ule that samach lemeitzah it's not artzicha because of the yenika from the other one should be mechayv bikurim. So why is it? Why should it be the rabbona? I saw this. Why should the? How does the Ramban know that it's the rabbona? But maybe if we go back to the Chemdat Shleiman, to the what the kashas of all the achroini that they ask, why should he bring Bikurim Misofik? But Amitz Mechaver Olav Raya gives Bailus completely to the Moicher, it's a Cheskas Morikame, so it's Ad Moscha and it's Artsuch of the Moicher, so why should the Lokeach even think of bringing Bikurim? It's not his. Elo the Teretz says, L'chura, I would say that that's what the Ramban is saying, that when he says Misfeike, that Shnei Ilonis is bringing Misfeike, means Midrabbonon. So, and because of that, the Ramban says, so why by Ula there isn't a Chiyuv Misfeike? That means, not Misfeike, why by Ula, the same kind of a not Artzuch of Shnaim, but it looks like it's Artzuch because he owns the Ilonis, and he has a Schus that the Ilonis should continue growing in the other one's Karka. So to do me a da'artzach on the Urgoizer, there are Mesak and they should bring Bikurim. So by Ula also, it's in my car, and looks like it's mine, and most of it is Artzach, or just has a Yanika from the other one. Let them also be Mesak. And if Yechachutzach HaBeinu Chanon Farish, Shum Shinem Asuni Gezel Be'oilo. So you have to say, because it's Gezel. So Eino Chanami, there might be reasons to bring Bikurim, but it's because of it's a Gezel. So it comes out, L'chura, the Ramban means to say that the Rabbonon can't be misaken because it's Gezel. It still would be Gezel because he's using the other one's Yenike. But Rabbeinu Hanano, the way Tosfos brings it, is a Tam. He wasn't talking about the Rabbonon. It's Tam. Why Yenike from the other one? Zela, you can't bring it. There's no Mokum for Bikur. The Ramban started saying that they should have been misaken the Rabbonon. Then he says he has Charot. He said, no. Rabbeinu Hanano said, Shum Shenem Arsone Gezel Boila. It's called the Bemis Agzela. It's not because it's not Artzecho, Kilo that he could have used, it's not Artzecho, but it's Gzela. So, Mistoma, the Ramban means the way Toshva says, that there's no Mokum for Bikurim because really it's Gzela. So, Memela, there's also no Mokum for a Darabonon. Such a Darabonon of Bikurim you find in the Sugya in Kufla Medvov. The Gemara says, "Itmo amoichal sodeu leperus." It was moichal sodeu leperus, which is famous as being called kinyan perus. Machlokes of kinyan perus ke kinyan aguf, which means I own the land and I gave you over the land just to plant, to use it, and to use the fruit of the land. But the ownership of the etzem land is mine. You that you have the kinyan perus, do we consider it that you're more the bailim for all practical purposes? Or we consider it that you're not really the bailim, and my bailus is more. So we say like this: Itmo amoichal sodeu leperus. Rabbi Yochanan amar mevi vekure shlokishom amar mevi venekure. Both old mevi, but shalis kure or enekure. Rabbi Yochanan amar mevi vekure kosoval kinyan perus ki kinyan aguf tomi. So memele, if kinyan perus ki kinyan aguf, so it's called artzecho, it's called nosatoli. Even though I don't own the etz and bailus on the karka, but the kinyan peiros is strong enough to be called the adom asher nosatoli. It's also called the kinyan karka. Kinyan peiros lav ki kinyan aguftom. So Rashbam says, mevi venekuri sheinu yochel likris adom asher nosatoli, because kinyan peiros is not a kinyan karka. It's only the peiros. It's as if the way we said before, like the Elam without the karka. Umiu ba'avo echayv. So why does he have to bring? Why avo? Tichziv asher tovi me'artzecho. Shari shibid lo yenikas ha'karka le'peirosov. He was mishabed because he gave him the peiros to use the field for peiros. That means I'm giving over. I'm giving my karka for to help you to have peiros. That means he was mishabed the karka. You should use the peiros. So shibid lo yenikas akarka leperoisov. So memele, if there's two psukim lefi the Rashbam, there's a tovi me'artzecho, it's called artzecho because you have a shibud on the karka, you have a schus on the karka, the yenike. But you don't say mikro bikurim because it's not called adom asher nosatoli. I'm sure there's some mefarshim that say there's a difference between artzecho and adoma. won't go into that now. The Ramban Kosov Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Lochi Mevim Shem Dechtiva Shotovi Me'altzcha. The Altzcha Karina Bey, Kivin Sheshibed Yenikas Akarka Lepeiroisov. Umiyu Enoi Koiresh, Enoi Yocholoi Ma'amino Adoma Asher Nosatoli. That means it's called Artzcha, your Eretz, but it's not Nosatoli. You didn't give me it. It's missing in the Nesina. V'tei Mioli, Ramban asks it, Tomua the Rashbam's Pshat, Imkein, Lomo Nistatku Begimoret. Going back to our Gemara on Pei Aleph, Lo Monistapku beGemara my time in the Reb Meir Bilon Echad with the Rabbanon beBeis Ilonos. The Gemara said, maybe Vene Kore Lefir Reb Meir by one Ilonos, the Rabbanon by two Ilonos. What's the kasha? The Gemara says, Levaisheni beBeis Hamedrash my kushi. What's the big kasha? Sharei Akarka Meshubed Loi Kol Zman Shilonu Kayo. The Rashbam said that if the karka is Meshubed Liyanike, it's enough that you have to bring maybe Vene Kore. So Memele, that's what the Rashbam says in Kuf Lamed Vov. So if so, the Gemara in Kuf in Pei Aleph, when the Gemara sees that Ilonech Doshnei Ilonos is Mevi Venikir, it's because there's a Shibud of Yenikir. That for sure there is a Shibud of Yenikir. We didn't know if the Karka is Kone, but the Shibud of Yenikir there is. You can't tell him, take out your tree because you don't own the land. Because he sold him the tree that it should grow. Kol Zman it's growing. He has a zchus that it should grow and be there. So memele, he has a shibud yenike. So the Ramban asks on the Rashbam, if shibud yenike is enough to be called a mevi, so the Gemara in Pei Aleph shouldn't have asked that shaila. And the teretz in the Gemara in Pei Aleph is not enough. The Gemara says, because it's a sofik. Without the sofik, it's a vada shibud yenike. Elo mesafkele ikarino be me'altzecha. Afal gav delav kikinyan aguf domi. V'kolecha de mesafkele mevi v'nekurik disa v'perik asfina. Here the Ramban says, Elo, that the pshat in our Gemara here, of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, of Akoine, Amoicha soda leperos, kikinyan peros kikinyan aguf or not, and is lefi the Reish Lakish that mevi v'nekurik os kinyan peros lav kikinyan aguf. So he says, Mesafkele, if it's called Artzecha. That means, Kinyan Peiros is Lavke Kinyan Aguf. The Shaila is that level of Kinyan, of Lavke Kinyan Aguf, if that level is enough to be called Artzecha or not. So Misofek, since it's a Sofek, every Sofek is Mevi Vene Koire, Kideise Beperek Asfina. In the Gemara in Asfina, in Pei Alef, there the Gemara was Mechadish, that wherever there's a Sofek, is maybe Venikure. So here we see in the Ramban, Lechora, that Yena Gemara and Asfina that says Misofik is maybe Venikure, Lechora means that's a Doraisa. Because he's saying it over here also, that Moicha Sodeu Leperus, Kinan Peres Lavke Kinan Aguf, and maybe Venikure, because maybe it is called Artzecho. So Lechura, it's a stira in the Ramban. In the Pashtus of Ramban here, that's mashma that every Sofik is mevi v'nekure, and in the Ramban in Daf Chovov, Chov Zayin, that he says that the Gemara Nasfina meant it's midrabono. Unless we say that Lefi the Ramban, also in Daf Kuflamet Vov, it's midrabono. That it says, Lefi Reish Lakish Kinyan Peros Lav Kinyan Aguf, and he's maybe Vayner Koire, because Be'emes, he shouldn't have to bring it, because in all practical purposes, if Lav Kekinyan Aguf, so the Mocher still owns it, so whatever is called Karka is called the Mocher, just like we said, Amitzim Ravel Ovaray. But the Shaila is, if it's enough Artzach, I'll put it into the words of the Ramban, if it's enough of Artzach, that the Rabbanon should be Mesakin it. If I saw the Ramban only in Kuf Lamed Vav, I wouldn't say it. But since I saw also the Ramban in Chof Vav, and the Ramban and Kuf Lamed Vav, to make shalom between the two Rambans, I would say that both are talking about a Derabbanan. But it has to have a basis. That means, if the Artzach is enough, that the Rabbanan should be misaken it or not. In Tosfos, and Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, he says that it's midrabbanan. Maybe Venekere, Pirush Bakuntur is maybe because it's Artzach, But eine Kirche is not a doma shana satoli v'teime. Tos was here asks on Rashbam in Eubay. I karina be'ad moscho karina be'nami min a doma shana satoli. What was the baya? The chsorin was that we say he can't say mikro bikurin because not no satoli. But you said it's called ad moscho. It's called artzicho. If it's called artzicho, it's called ad moscho. So it's no satoli. So how did I get it? It's no satoli. So Tosfos says it doesn't go together like that. V'nire shetiknu midrabbonon lovi mishum kinyan peiros. That means be'emes the kinyan peiros is lavki kinyan aguf and it's not called atmoscha and it's not arzo. But because there is a kinyan peiros, so they were mesaken midrabbonon to bring bikurim. Avod krieloi midamrin amoichas asfina mechzik eshikro lavkui mitrumo maizos. Even when the rabbonon are mesaken, they weren't Mesak and Korea, even though it could have had Korea, because it's Mechzik Keshikre, and it's Osi Lavkui Mitruma Maiser. So Tosfos already said that the Gemara Kuf Lamed Vav maybe even occurs the Rabbona. So it's not so hard to say that the Ramban Leshitosoi also means that it's a Rabbona. Kalecha the Mesafkele is maybe even occurs because that's a takona de rabbona, even though it's in the loshna doichak, but it'll be a bigger doichak to make a chiluk between the two Rambans. The Rambam says, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, and Hilchas Bikurim. Hakoyne ilo nechot besech stecha veroi einoi mevi, levi shein loi kalka. Hakoyne shloi shoilonis yesh loi kalka. What's the deal with two? That's in Perek Dalet. Halacha Dalet, Hakoyne Shnei Lonos Besoich Shel Chaveroi Mevi Veinoi Koyre Levishadobo Sofek Im Yesh Loi Karko Yainloi Veketzad Oise. So it goes through the whole Gemara that Maktish Oisam Bedek Abayis and Machnisin Chulim Ba'azora and the Koyne Spoide and Mafish Trumo Maisa. That's the Emshech of the Sugi. And he gives it Biad Shliach that it should be Eino Roy La Korea. The Gemara says if it's Roy Le Korea, and then you can't be Korea, so it's Ma'akiv. The Korea is Ma'akiv, you can't bring the Bikurim. But if it's Milachatchila, the Bikurim, that's not Roy Le Korea. So he says, Shekol She'enu Roy Le Korea Mipnei HaSofek is a Korea Ma'akiv. So you have to bring such Bikurim Al Yedei HaShliach. You do with HaShliach. Memele you're Mafkia from Korea's Bikurim is maybe even a Korea. So the Rambam says, or by two, the Rambam says, mevi v'enekure. So here the Rambam said, ilo nechod, enem mevi l'v'shein l'kalka. Koine shloi sh'ilonis yesh l'kalka. Ve'afal b'shein lo yelo ilonis bilvad, areyu k'mi shekona karka. So it's a lotion of the Rambam that needs a hesber, and the writer talks about it. Everybody talks, what does the Rambam mean? We already said, v'koine shloi sh'ilonis yesh l'kalka. Ve'afal pi she'en lo yelo ilonis bilvad, Areyu kimishe kona karka. Then he said, kona ilon echod vekarkoi areze mevi. If he'll be furish, but a ilon with his karka is mevi. But what does it mean? Afal ve'afal pishein lo yelo ilonos bilvad, areyu kimishe kona karka. It's mashma pashtus or Rambam. That's how the Ravid learned in the Rambam. That he means that if he said he's not buying karka, he's only buying ilonos, it's also as if he bought karka. The Ravid says, loiki. Elo mipnei shebistam kono imoem karka. When it's stam, he buys three lonos, we say it's kona karka. Vim piresh beloi karka, eino mevi. Veino doime lishnaim, host stam, lefishashnaim sofek, im kona karka, im loi kono. That means by two, it's always a sofek by stam. And by three, by stam, is kona karka. But if he said mefurish by three, that loi kona karka. So loi kona karka. But the Rambam is mashma that even if he said mufurish by three, still kona karka. V'im dimo oisoi lemavrich bershus leshaw. It's a Yerushalmi that says that if you're a mavrich l'shoah, that means you take a, you transplant a one branch from the tree, you bend it into the karka, and you have reshus to do it even for a limited amount of time. And over there, the Rambam says it's chayev. The Rambam says, "No san loy chaveru reshus laavrich b'serch shalay afilu l'shoah is a mevi." The shaila is this: I raise a mevi. So some learn maybe means vekoire, because the Rambam was made a klal, the Rebbe says maybe it's vekoire chutz from different places. Some want to say, well, like Reb Chaim, what we'll see, one says that as maybe is without koire. But kapodim, the Rebbe says, on the Rambam says, if he wants to be medame, like if you're mavrich, you transplant it, or you bend over a branch, you put it in somebody else's reshus l'shoah, and he's maybe. So the same thing here, three lonis is in somebody else's land, it's like a mavrich, so you should bring. So he says, to, it's not right, the demon. Sharei, af ha-shnayim yesh lo la'amidom shom kol yimei chiyusom. So why, but two is not like a mavrich? Two is also in the karka. V'im lav mipnei asofek lo yoyo mevi. By two is only because of the sofek, not because of mavrich. The mavrich b'rshus ain't a doime. Klal, it doesn't have a shaykhes to mavrich b'rshus. Sha mavrich hikori b'rshus atzmoy v'yenikas avrocha me'utohi v'kivon shu b'rshus ain't a yiseres. The Ravid says that the trick with mavrich is that the ikar yenik is where the trunk is, where it is. And the mavrich, the branch that he bends into the other one's karka, that's only a miut. So since we have two litivusa, one that it's only a miut, and it's also b'rshus, so Memele, that doesn't bother us from being called Admoscha and Arzecha, and he's Mevi. But where you have three lonas, that's not like a Mavrich, because the Iker Yenike is where the Avrocha is, so that wouldn't help. So we should point out that Lefi this Seichel, this Svar and the Ravid, so when we go back to Ula, that Ula said, on Ilon Asomach Lemeitzah, so the Iker trunk is in my land, or just the Yanika, the Shoroshim go into the other one's land. Over there he says that it is a problem. So over there we wouldn't say, Avin Lafi the Rabbi, we don't say that the Miut Yanika is from the other one, Kanir Eh, that the Shoroshim is different. The Shoroshim is a Iker Yanika of the tree. But the Rabbi was talking about Avrocha, that a branch comes from the other land. It gives a little bit of Yanika, but it's not so important for the tree. The Iker Yanika of the tree that it grows is the Iker is from his own land and where the roots are. Just the branch also brings a chelik of the yanika. The base, the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Rikorkus, Kavonas Rabbeinu Devadai Bekoines Tam Mairi. This is what the Rambam says, Afal Pishen Lo Yalo Ilonos Bilvad, really means Bekoines Tam. Shekein Kosa Betchilas Lashonish Lo Sheyesh Loi Karka. Uma Shekosa Afal Pishen Lo Yalo Ilonos, Ochi Perushe. Afal Pishen Zelo Ikona Befeirush Elo Ilonos. He didn't talk about the karka. So the Bekesef Mishnah is Kanirem Maskim that the Rikorkus won't shout Vafal Pisa Hemshech. Shloisha Lonis Yeshle Karka. Vafal Bishlein Loyaloi Lonis Lavadi only talked about the Lonis. So Lechura, the karka is not important, it's not a part of it. But no, Ariu Kamisha Kona Karka, we consider it Kilu Kona Karka. Of course, you have to remember that all this is like Das B'nei Adam. The Rabbonon are going into Das B'nei Adam, and a person sells three lonas, says Das is like a Sdei Ilon, and the karka is like bottle. The lotion of the Rishonim is it's bottle to the Ilonas. And by two is a Sophic, what he means and what we're talking about. There's a Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is also in the Sefer, but in the Sefer it's the Bekitzer. I'm trying to read the Reb Chaim from the Sefer that's on the three Bovas. So Reb Chaim brings the Rambam and the Ravid, and he goes on with the Hesber of the Ravid, that the Ravid learned in the Rambam that if he was Mefurish, said that the Ilonas are without Karka, so still it's Ki'ilu Kona Karka. The Shaila is why. So he brings the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. The Gemara says, Lefi Resh Lakish, that Kinyan Peros Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf. And the Rashbam said, Adoma Shano Satoli, that it's not called Nosatoli, but Havo your Chayv, because it's Tovi Me'atzecho, because he was Meshabin the Yenika Soila. But the Shaila is what we said before. I'm going back to what we said before, that the Ramban asks, if so, why does the Gemara and Daf Pe'alef say the Ilon Echad, the Mishnei Lons, the Rabban or Rab Meir, why should they bring Bikurim? Of course they should bring, because there's a Shibud of the Yenika. So he says like this, Lefi the Rashbam, Tosfos, we brought Tosfos before in Daf Chovov that he says not like Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says pshat that the Yenika that Ula said Somuch LeMeitzar, when we said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi that it's mutar to be Soimech, and so it comes out the Yenika is not a Gzele, it's mutar to be Yenik from his karka, but it's not called Admoscha. What's the difference between that and when we say Amoicha Peros, Karka LePeros? So over there we say that it's Kinyan Peros Lavke Kinyan Aguf, and the Firish Lokish is Mevi Venu Kore, and the Fiula is not Mevi Klal Bikur. So the Chiluk Lechura is like this. He says because if Moichar Karka LePeros, he saw the karka that you should use it for payrus. The karka is meshubed liyanika. So that means there's a tchus in the karka. The karka has to give the yanika to the fruit. So he has something in the karka. Nikinan payrus lav kikinyan aguf. But when we're talking about ula, my roots just went into his karka. So his karka is not meshubed. He's using the yanika from the other one's karka, even though it's not called gzela. And it's mutar to be soymich lemeitzar. But he has nothing, no tchus in the other one's karka. Until we said Inchil Esaretz, even when we said Inchil Yoshua Esaretz, we said that the other one could cut off the roots. Only Kozmai doesn't cut it off, he could use it. But there's no Shibud in the other one's Karka. Memele doesn't have a Shibud of Yenike, so it's not called Artzach. Artzach is only when you have some kind of a Schus, some kind of a Shibud in the Karka itself. Memele, by Moicha Karka Leperus, I have to provide my karka for your payers. But over there, the other one doesn't have to provide it for you. Only if you use it, you're not a gazlan. So memele, it's not called that you have something in the karka, so it's not called artzacha. So the same thing Reb Chaim says, by koine shnei ilonos. By shnei ilonos, I sold you two ilonos. Lechura, we could also be done by Shnei Ilonos. Is the karka, do I have to provide the karka for your two Ilonos? I can't tell you to take out your Ilonos, but I sold you the Ilonos and not the karka. Is it like Moicher Karka LePeiros? I didn't sell you Karka LePeiros, I sold you Ilonos. But I can't tell you to take out the Ilonos, because that's what they're for. They're there for to make Peiros. Or we could say that there is a Shibud of Yenika on the karka. So memele, that's a sofik. That means we could say that there's no shibud yenika on the karka. Only I can't tell you to take it out. So you could be yenik for my karka, but there's no kinyan in the karka. Memele, you can't, even though the Rashbam says shibud yenika is mechayv to bring, to be mevi, but here it's not mechayv to be mevi, because there isn't a shibud yenika. Afal pikein, there's a sofik. Maybe it was kona karka or not. But mitzad shibud yenika is not, because it's doimed more to the one of Ula, that I'm using your karka, but you don't have to provide it to me. But you can't take out the Ilonus. So that means, I sold you Ilonus. I didn't sell you karka le Ilonus. I sold you Ilonus. I can't tell you to take it out. Memele, you could use my karka, but you're using my karka without me providing the karka to you. So memele, the sofik stays, it's a sofik if it's going to karka or not. But mitzad shibud yenika, there isn't here a problem. So memele, when the Gemara and Pe'alef asked Misfeke, The Gemara is Ilan Echad and Shnei Ilan is Rabbi Meir Abban. Why maybe the Kerei? I have a Shibud Yenike, but we said there's no Shibud Yenike. You can't ask on the Rashbam and Kuf Lamed Vav from the Gemara and Pei Aleph. Rashbam Kuf Lamed Vav is right for saying that there's a Shibud Yenike because he sold Karka Leperus, but in Taf Pei Aleph he didn't sell Karka Leilonus, he sold Ilonus. So Mitzad Shibud, the Gemara is right at asking that why is it Chayv? Why maybe the Kerei? And that the Gemara says that it's misfaken. There's Machlekes, the Tosfos and the Rashbam in Daf Pei Aleph or Medalef. This is the Hemshech of what Reb Chaim says. The Rashbam said when the Gemara asked Boiksiv Admoscho, Gemara says Lemute Admas Akum. So the Rashbam said there's two Admoschos, so his Goyres that says two times Admoscho, so he says Lemute Admas Akum and Lemute Admas Agir. But Tosfos says that there isn't two Admoschos, because one Admoscho we need, Tosfos says, Bechinam dochak atzmoy, dechad Admoscho darshinam perkame de bikurim, anoitea besuch sheloi vivrich, letoich shel chaveo, letoich shel rabi, marei zeinu mevi, mishum dechsiv Admoscho, at shiu kol agidule me Admoscho. So Tosfos says that one Admoscho for sure we darshan, that has to be called gidule me Admoscho, limute, if you're mavrich into someone else's field, or you do it in Tereshus or Rabbi. So Memele, it's not called Admoscha. So when the Gemara asks, it says Admoscha, you only ask them one Admoscha, and we say Lemute Akum. And what's with Ger? So it says there's ways that Ger is Mechuyev, or we say that he could say Lavuisenu, because Avam and Goim. And Vedavke Lekech, Perushu Mevi Vekoire, the Reb Meir. When the Gemara wanted to say that Lefir Reb Meir Lekech, Mevi Vekoire, Veloi Mavrich Bishel Chaveiroi. So Tosfos says mechalek. Tosfos says that lefi Reb Meir, when the Gemara says lekech peiros is mevi vekoire, but mavrich b'shel chaveiro is eino mevi vekoire. Why let mavrich b'shel chaveiro not be worse than lekech? So he says no. By lekech peiros, when it grew in the admoscho of the moicher. So memela, when it comes into the reshus of the lekech, he's also chayv, it's also called Admoscha because it had a potential for a chiyuv bikuri. But it's different than a mavrich, because by a mavrich it never was kol ha-giduli me-admoscha, even by the moicher. But obviously the Rashbam holds not like that, and the Ramban says like that. The Ramban says that if, lefi Reb Meir, we say that lekech peiros min ha-shuk is chayv, so by mavrich and mavrich b'reshus ha-rabim also should be Chayev, because it's not worse than lekech peiros min hashuk. He says, "Anire de ledas or Rashba muchach that he holds like the Ramban. Dim ach lekech peiros min hashuk chayev gam noitei besuch shelo viyonik mishel chaveiro. He also should be chayev. Why? Because the Ramban says kol lekech ilon echod mikri yonik mishel chaveiro. That means the Rashbam says if and whenever you buy when you have one ilon." So he's also Yonik Mishel Chaver. We said that he's not a Shibud of Yonik, but he's Yonik Mishel Chaver. And if you say, Loikech min Ashuk is Chayev, that he took from someone else, the Ramban says, Hu Adin by Yonik. Given the Machayvin on Af Beloikech Peris min Ashuk, so Pshita, he says like this, if you're Machayev by Loikech Peris min Ashuk, so we don't look at the Admoscho, so we're not Makpid on the Admoscho. So Memele, we don't say kol ha-gidulim me-admoscho either. So Memele by Mavrich, and if the gidulim is also b'shel chaveiro, he also should be chayev. So he says the Rashbam is muchrach that he holds like the Ramban. Darei kvar nisbayo de ledas or Rashbam kol lekech ilon echod mikriyonik m'shel chaveiro. And the Gemara asked at Yuvte on this din of Shmuel that is poitar bikurim Reb Meir is poitar bikur meilon echavim neima diyonik mishal chaveroi potor imken mai tiyuvte v'osam aviyonik mishal chaveroi. We say that the Gemara asks lefi Shmuel, that is lokeach peres min hashuk es chayev, and we say by ilon echod is maybe veinik koyre lefi shaloi kona karka. Let it be like lokeach peres min hashuk. So the shaila is by a ilon echod b'soich shel chaveiro is yoinik mishel chaveiro, so it's not called gidule me'ad moscho. So over there b'emes is maybe veinik koyre. But by the kech perus minashuk, everything was ad moscha. That means lefi the Rashbam that he said that there is a shibud of yenike. So by ilon echad there was a shibud of yenike. So it's mevi v'nekoyre. But by the kech perus minashuk is mevi v'koyre because it had ad moscha from the moicher. Elovada kesvoras Rambam dim ach the kech perus minashuk chayev. Gam yonik mishel chaveiro chayev mishum doloi b'inon ad moscha. If you say yonik mishel chaveiro is chayev, so we say that you don't need ad moscha, and even if you buy it, you're chayev. So memele, if so yonik mishel chaveiro also should be chayev. That means the Rashbam that he said that the shilos both ad moschos because we didn't use the ad moscha for yonik mishel chaveiro because we don't hold of ad moscha at this point of the Gemara that the Gemara said. The fear of Meir is lekech perus min hashuk is chayv. So maybe the Rashbam was gerus. What do you do with two admoschos? But lefi Tosfos that he holds that even though you need admoscho, and he said that that gidulim, that the shibud of gidulim is not called admoscho. So maybe he holds that gidulim we do darshin admoscho that shloi called gidulim admoscho, and lekech perus min hashuk is called admoscha because it was by the moicher. The mele asks only on one of the admoschas. Then he says like this, I'm trying to come to the Rambam. Akoponim, so he says, Lisbayer that ledas the Rashbam, kol akoine ilon b'mokem shloi kona karka. He wasn't koine the yenike, even though he's yoinik mishel chaveiroi, but he wasn't koine the yenike. Ochen kolzman, kol ze, hueiche shloi kona karka, b'mokem shikona karka. So the karka is bottle legabe ilones. Vimkein afilu b'mokem sheshira karka laatzmoi. That's talking by the Gemara in Cheska Zabati, that he sold the ilones. Were here, but he sold the ilonos and he left the karka for himself. Mikol mekoy me'achar shayenike hanitzrach leilon, or me'achar shelosuf yoinik oilon me'akarka, v'imkein olo nishtayar ze lebal hakarka. Memele ein ze bichlal hashiur, de'ein bichlal hashiur lema shenishar be'emes etzloi. V'imkein me'achar davion shloisho ilonos, ho nimtzo dayenike knuyolei. That means, since he sold three ilonos, and they have to be yoinik, so the yenik is konoi to the balo ilonus. The b'shloisha ilonus onim keres hakarka leilonus. V'imkein memele nish'eres hayenike knuyo lebalo ilonus. V'imkein lefi das or Rashbam da yenike kruyo arzecho imkein o chayv b'avoy midorais. It seems like he's saying that by shloisha ilonus, even though the mocher was meshayer karka, but the yenike wasn't meshayer. The yenike did give away. In this case, the yenike is not called that he's using the karka for the yenike, only kilu he was koine the karka le yenike. He wasn't koine the karka, but he has a schus in the karka le yenike. Ulefize shapir posek orabam da filu loikona karka rotzoloima sheshira karka like the rivet was mefarish areze kemoshe kona karka do rabam wairisham linyan avoy. He wasn't mazkir legabe kriya, only legabe avoy. Linyan avoy shapir chayvim doraisa. Given the Ainike Miaskona, the Rashbam said, and he's saying that the Rambam would hold like the Rashbam, that where it was Koine Ainike, so it's called Ad Moscha to be Mevi, and the Rambam said, Vafal Pi. That he was Koine, the Shloisha, the Vafal Pi Shein Loyalo Ilonis Bilvad, Hareu Kemisha Kona Karka. Why was he Koine Karka? Because even though the Moichar was Meshayah the Karka himself, he said he's going to Ilonus without Karka, but since it's Shloisha Ilonus, so they have a Zchus Yenika. Over here, the Yenika is not Stam that they're using the Yenika of the Karka, only they have a Zchus in the Karka, it was Koine the Yenika. The Mele, it's Kilo Shekona Karka. He's medayek the Rambam, that the Rambam says mevi and enoy mevi. So since he's talking about mevi veinoy mevi, so he could say that this Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel is not talking about kriya, because legabe kriya he can't say nosato li, but it's enough the shibud ayinike to be able to be called admoscha, and all this is leshitas or Rashbam. But others say that it's hard to say that because the Rambam already said in Perek Daled. The Rambam said a cloud. Where's the cloud? Sha'al kol ha-mevin, it's in Perek Dalad Halacha Yud Gimel, Sha'al kol ha-mevin, chutz me'elu, mevin v'koirin. That means wherever the Rambam says mevi, it's lav davka mevi without koire. Because the Rambam in Perek Dalad is telling us all the hechetimtzes of mevi v'ene koire. And he says, Sha'al kol ha-mevin, chutz me'elu, mevin v'koirin. So in Perek Dalad, he really brought koine shnei lonet. And he brought a lot of cases like Yovish Amayon, maybe Vene Koire, or Moichel Sadeu, or Mace in the middle. But in Perek Beis, where he's talking about that Shloish Elonis Kona Karka, and he says, maybe Lechura, the maybe over there, would be Koilel, also the Korea. A component Reb Chaim wanted to learn that Aloha in Perek Beis, Aloha Yud Gimel, is similar to the Rashbam in Kuf Lamed Vov. That it's a kind of a mevi vene kure that has a shibud of yenike, even though he said without the karka, but since it's shloisha ilonis, so it's more like a stay ilon that has a schus to be have a stay ilon here, even without the karka, but has a shibud on the yenike, so memela would be enough to be called artzicha, but it wouldn't be called nosatoli. So memela, even though we'll learn pshat vafa b'shein lo ilonis that he said without the karka, but he still has a shibud on the yinik and not stam that is yoinik. Different than one ilon and two ilons. That's a small part, the tip of the iceberg of all the, of this sugi of koinishne ilonis. If we're talking about ilonis, I might say something on the parsha that we read in Vayero. It says, Vayita eishel biver shova, vayikro shom avram b'shem Hashem keil oilon. So Rashi says that Al Yedei, the Eishel, that he was Noitea, he was Gorem, that Vayikra, B'Shem Hashem, that people should realize and be Moedet Hashem. What's Vayita Eishel? Rashi says two pshatim. One is that he was Noitea, or Netia, like planting. Vayita is planting a pardes to bring from it peros for people, Larchim Besuda. And the second pshat is Vayita Loshna Oel, that he was Noitea, he spread out a Oel, and he brought in the oil, all kinds of peiros, and people were nene from the peiros, lachar shochlu v'shosu, so he told them to be moide, to be mshabech l'mishom avoyo oilam. And that's vayikroshom b'shem Hashem keil oilam. L'chura b'shem Hashem keil oilam, since we're talking about brochas, it means, the Gemara says, without Hashem u'malchus, is not a brocha. So he said, Hashem keil oilam is like lekenu melech oilam. But I would say that the two pshatim, did he plant a pardes to bring peiros, or he put a oel and he has all the peiros there? There's a machlokes, Reb Chiya and Reb Chanin and Bob Metzia. The Gemara says, Avu Mintzu Badia Dodi. They argued, and each one said, Yavidne Letero Deloy Tishtakach Misol. Reb Chiya said one way, and Reb Chanin said another way. Reb Chanin said, I Mishtakach Toro Misroel. I'll bring it back. I'll be mefalpel. I'll make a big pilpul, and people will learn Torah lefi that, and it'll come back. It'll be it'll come back the Torah. And Reb Chiya said that it's not that he'll start from the beginning. He'll plant Pishton, and if there will grow Pishton, he'll make. Whenever they argue, they used to say, look what I can do. I'll start a pilpul, and everybody from the Rizcha to Raisa, people will realize and they'll come to learn Torah. It's interesting, Rab Chanina said, if it would be forgotten, I'll bring it back, Mipil Puli. Reb Chiya said, Avidna, that it shouldn't be forgotten. Deloitishtaka, my Avidna, he'll go and he'll plant Pishton, and then when the Pishton grows, he'll make from it ropes, and he'll make from it nets, the Tzayadne Tovi, and then he'll catch deers. Machilna Bisrayuli asked me, I'll give the Yosomim to eat the meat, and then from the hide, from the skin of the Tzvi, from the deers, he'll make a cloth, and I'll write Megillus, I'll write Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and I'll go into the city, and I'll give each Yenuka, each boy, to read from the Chumashim, then each one will teach the other one, and that's Avidne Deloy Tishtakach Torah Mi'Israel. So that's two ways in Avodas Hashem, either to start, to have what we have, the Pilpulim, and the big, the Kovod HaTorah, and from that to spread the word, or to start from the beginning, like the Maharsha says, you have to start, everything should be L'Shem Shemaim from the beginning, from the very first start. So that's the two Pshatim in Rashi. He did both. He did, was Noteya Pardes, L'Chatchila, the Pardes, from the beginning, to start off with Peres that are L'Shem, to bring L'Shem Hashem Keloilom, or that he had an Oel, and he took from the Peres that existed, Lav Davke, to bring from the Pardes. Sometimes there's Mefarshim in Rashi, that when there's a Dover Acher, they combine the both Pshatim. If we would be able to combine the both Pshatim, we would say that it's also Reb Chiya and it's also Reb Chanina, to start from the beginning and also to use what you have to be able to spread the Amunah of Hashem in the world.